Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Brian Joslin, J-O-S-L-I-N, Brian, B-R-I-N, I signed those names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Date was December 29, 2022. Place was Mission Point in Flint. In paragraph patient profile, Mr. Joslin, the 61-year-old male, who had been homeless before a month-long hospitalization at Genesis. New paragraph chief complaint. He was short of breath and a chest pain period. He's here for rehab and the possibility of long-term care, period. New paragraph history of present illness. This man was hospitalized a month ago, period. He had shortness of breath and chest pain, period. He's known to have COPD and still smokes, period. He was treated with nebulizer in the hospital and was treated with antibiotics for acute bronchitis, period. He had cough of green sputum, which is better, period. The chest pain was in the entire anterior chest, sharp at times, dull at other times, period. It was severe, possibly worse with coughing, period. It's worse with deep breathing, period. It's better now, but there is still some pain, period. He also came into sciatica bilaterally, but he was able to walk, period. He has had back pain over the years due to hard work, and he once was in construction, period. However, he's not worked for 12 years and is applying for disability, period. Shortness of breath at rest was not too bad today, period. In the hospital, he had bulimia and was treated after his hemoglobin went down from 9.8 to 8.3, and he was found to have polyps, and he was also found to have gastritis, period. He was also treated with esophageal candidiasis, and treated with Diflucan, 100 milligrams daily for 3 weeks, period. He was said to have an esophageal motility disorder, period. He was given anti-reflux measures and suggested small meals, period. There's more chest pain, though, than abdominal pain, but he does have abdominal pain and has a large ventral hernia, period. He has a scar from a past history of gallbladder surgery, period. New paragraph, he did have respiratory failure in the hospital and had hypoxia and treated with oxygen and treated with azithromycin and Augmentin for the bronchitis, period. An x-ray November 28th showed left basal atelectasis or airspace disease, period. He was treated with oral Lasix for edema. That's minimal at the present time now, period. He actually was given IV Lasix. No change. He was just given oral Lasix, period. Cardiology was following, period. He didn't meet criteria for septic inflammatory response syndrome, as his white count was 19.1, heart rate was 98, and respiratory rate was 26, period. It was felt he likely had rhinovirus infection, but he had evidence of bronchitis. And definitely had a COPD exacerbation, period. He also has been treated for hypertension, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for COPD, hypertension, sciatica, ethanol abuse. He once had rehab at Sacred Heart. Back pain, chest pain. Candida esophagitis. Acute respiratory failure with hypoxia. New paragraph, family history. His father had diabetes mellitus and a renal transplant, period. His mother died of cancer that was metastasized, but they don't know the primary, period. She was made hospice at the end, period. New paragraph, medications. Oh. You have Prozac 20 milligrams daily, Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed, Trilogy 1 puff daily, Thiamine 100 milligrams daily, Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, Symbicort 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, Multivitamins 1 daily, Metoprolol, that's Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Metalazone 2.5 milligrams daily, Methocarbamol 750 milligrams every 6 hours. As needed, Norco 7.5, 325, 1 every 4 hours as needed. Oxygen is needed to keep the saturation over 89%. Guaifenesin 200 milligram tablets every 6 hours for coughing. Lasix 40 milligrams daily. Diflucan 100 milligrams daily. Teslan-Pearl 100 milligrams 3 times a day. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen 325 milligrams 2 tablets every 4 hours. PRN. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, social history. He continues to smoke, although he's trying to cut down. He had past history of alcohol abuse, but has not drank any alcohol for a couple months. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He appears adequately nourished, period. He does have some COPD. Blood pressure 180 over 76. Temperature 96.9, pulse 118, respiratory rate 17, O2 is at 96%. Had a neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was good. Neck supple, no mass or nodes, no palpable thyromegaly. Lungs diminished, breath sounds, sound auscultation period. Percussion was normal period. There were no wheezes or crackles period. There was no accessory muscle use for breathing. New line cardiovascular normal, as long as 2, no gout, no murmur. No pitting edema of the feet. Pedal pulses were palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender. The large ventral hernia is tender at the hernia site, period. I was able to reduce it, but it does seem prominent and was tender. No palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Motor strength was normal, period. He could dorsiflex and dorsiflex his feet and walk, and he could dorsiflex his big toes, period. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is normal. No inflammation or fusion, no cyanosis. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment of plan one. He has COPD, which is his biggest problem. I'll continue Symbicort 160-4.5, two puffs twice a day, and he's on Valium 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed, period. He can have Trilogy 1 puff if it's available for him in lieu of Symbicort, should he need that, period. 2, he has chronic back pain as well as history sciatica and severe hernia pain. L-Canadian Norco 7.5, 325, but I wrote the script for every 6 hours as needed, period. He is on Rebaxin 750 milligrams every 6 hours for muscle spasms, period. He'll briefly be on Diflucan 100 milligrams daily for prophylaxis, but I will likely stop that soon, period. His hypertension was up on admission, and I'll monitor on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. And have him check more blood pressures, period. He was very anxious, so I did agree with Xanax 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours as needed, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Jacqueline had Sharon. She picked Route 1. I came to bring his butt in here. So I'm looking, ain't nobody bothering Sharon. Ain't nobody feeding us. So I went and fed up. I look at clipboards. I'm wondering. Okay. Mm-hmm. Finally, this ate something. I'm sitting right here.